Let us rise in body or spirit. Our processional hymn is 527. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls, Idaho, on this Sunday of Easter, when we also honor and remember everyone who has ever had a mother or a mother figure in his or her life. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 213 in the Other Song Book. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you hold together all things in heaven and on earth. In your great mercy, receive the prayers of all your children and give to all the world the spirit of your truth and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading this week is from Acts chapter 17, verses 22 through 31. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely spiritual you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor, he made all peoples to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps fumble about for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, 'For we too are his offspring.' Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and the imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which we have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 66, verses 8 through 20, and we will read responsively. Bless our God, O people.
Let the sound of his praise be heard.
Who has kept us among the living?
And has not let our feet slip.
For you, O God, have tested us.
You have tried us as silver is tried.
You brought us into the net.
You laid burdens on our backs.
You let people ride over our heads.
We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a spacious place.
I will come into your house with burnt offerings.
I will pay you my vows.
Those that my lips uttered,
and my mouth promised when I was in trouble.
I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatted calves.
With the smoke of the sacrifice of rams, I will make an offering of bulls and goats.
Come and hear, all you who fear God.
And I will tell what is done for me.
I cried aloud to him,
and he was extolled with my tongue.
If I had cherished iniquity in my heart,
the Lord would not have listened.
But truly God has listened.
He has heard the words of my prayer.
Blessed be God,
who has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me.
The second reading is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 22. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated, but in your heart sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that it is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Maintain a good conscience so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer by doing good if suffering should be God's will than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous. In order to bring you to God, he was put to death in the flesh but made alive in the spirit, in which he also went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight lives, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you. He will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." Gospel of the Lord. And now grace and mercy to you from our Lord Jesus Christ, God our Father, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first reading this morning from Acts, presents the Apostle Paul preaching to the people of Athens, Greece, even before our four Gospels were penned. Paul demonstrates by his own preaching what has been done, what has been the model for evangelism in the church since the first decade of our birth. The scene in Athens shows Paul as he encounters the elite of the city on the hill known as the Areopagus, a prominent gathering place where ideas and issues were discussed by the movers and the shakers, and sometimes the dissidents of Athenian society. It's important to note that Paul does not talk down to his audience, but finds intentionally a place in their culture where he can preach and they can hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, these Greeks would have no background or foundation in the first covenant, which the living God made with and through Paul's and Jesus' Jewish people. None. So Paul searches from the Greeks' numerous stone idols for a place to start and finds an altar to an unknown God. Aha! There was his springboard for Paul from which to launch his message, the good news of the living God in Jesus Christ. Paul is not abandoning the living God who made covenant with his and Jesus' Jewish people in and with Abraham, but he is looking for a common place to share with these Greeks in their and our common humanity. Paul preaches on Mars Hill. Notice how cleverly Paul tailors his message to connect with the Athenians in a way by which they are able to hear the good news of Jesus. He's preaching to an entirely pagan audience who have no knowledge of Moses, Abraham, or the First Covenant. But Paul does appeal and actually complements their very human desire with their many idols, the desire to know and their urge to seek God. Paul is rightly concerned that these idols will present the Athenians stumbling blocks by which they will not be able to connect to the living God. So what would Paul think of us in the 21st century? Our idols may be less literal or concrete than the ones in first century Greece, but they are every bit so real. Our idols also serve as markers for the human longing for God and for God's and for meaning. But all of them, in some way or another, fall short of the living God, and they often, in fact, impede our relationship with him, having a relationship with the one God. They occupy the place in our hearts that is meant for God and for God alone. What is, after all, our ultimate concern in life? That for which and to which we are willing to sacrifice our all. Is it money and wealth? Is it our appearance, either in the mirror, or our appearance before our neighbors, or the people we aspire to be our neighbors? Is it social capital? Is it political power for ourselves and our chosen set? Idols haven't gone away in this 21st century. They have merely changed their forms. Idols are slippery that way. But they always take up the same place in our hearts. and in our lives as the old-fashioned stone idols which Paul encountered in Athens, the place the living God has created for himself and only for himself. Now, it never bodes well, never ends well for us or the creation. Paul tells the Athenians they are looking for God, seeking ultimate concern in all the wrong places. Paul tells us, by the words of their own poets about God, and then tells the good news that God is so real as their poets and philosophers have postulated, and that the gospel, the good news, the person of God is revealed in Jesus Christ. God gives all of humanity this assurance by having raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus lives. This sixth Sunday of Easter, we proclaim Jesus lives. God is revealed in God's fullness in Jesus Christ. God is revealed in Jesus as one who yearns and calls to all of us. He yearns for us as one of us walking these dirty, broken, and precarious roads of our ordinary life. He renews his presence in broken bread and poured wine. God embodies himself in community, community of loving service. In our gospel passage, Jesus tells his disciples that he is sending an advocate, the Spirit of truth, who will abide with and within them and us. As Jesus opens our hearts to receive his Spirit, no idols we make can withstand the truth of God's love. Money can't make us happy. Social standing and admiration cannot make us happy. Political power cannot make us happy. We will never be fulfilled by those things. The Spirit teaches that happiness cannot be bought, nor can it be grasped. It can only be received. God's Spirit can only be received. The Spirit who is truth, the Spirit who brings peace, that Spirit who is love. Our hymn of the day is 590. Thank you. Let us rise in body or spirit as we confess together our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He will ascend into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trust the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world. Let us pray for the needs of all creation. God of new life, you call us through the waters of baptism to be in relationship with you and one another. Guide the church and its leaders to proclaim Christ's righteousness throughout the world. Merciful God, you create the world and all that is in it. Shelter budding plants and young animals, provide unpolluted habitats and clean water, and raise up stewards for the environment. Merciful God, you set civil servants in the places where we live. Instill truth and equity among judges and lawyers, gentleness and courage among first responders, and peace among leaders of towns and nations. Merciful God, you provide comfort in times of trouble. Heal those who are sick. Shelter any who are unhoused. Feed those undernourished, and accompany and console all who are lonely, bereaved, anxious, or ill, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Merciful God, you are love, and you desire that we love one another. As a mother hen cares for her chicks, bless all who provide motherly care in our lives, and inspire us to care for one another. Merciful God, God of new life, your steadfast love endures forever. Inspire us by the example of the faithful departed who clung to your promises of life, forgiveness of sins, and salvation. Merciful God, God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And also with you. Please be seated for the announcement.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship. Worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the sixth Sunday of Easter. Especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Case and Kendall. Happy birthday this week to Miles Rowe and Marcus Schroeder. Are there any other announcements? The offering will be collected at this time. Charlie and Victor.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. This is Jesus' table. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so this morning. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in his grace. Please rise. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is 774. Go in peace, love and serve the Lord.